Hong Kong Corporate.
Hi, this is Ashraf. I'm calling from Local Splash. Can I speak with Sergio?
Oh, yes, this is him. It's for Sergio.
Sergio, okay. Thank you, Sergio. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, ma'am. How are you doing yourself?
Okay, that's good to know. I'm doing good as well. Thank you so much for asking. We have a client interview scheduled for you today. This call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yes, I should make it work.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I'll just, you know, ask important question. Okay, first get started. And, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to, you know, just gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. First, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. Lastly, I will be, you know, reviewing your Google business profile and see if it meets the verification process and discuss the next steps.
Okay.
So first, let's see if you have, I can see here that you have already selected your security question, your first pet's name. Can you tell me the answer to the security question?
Blue.
Thank you. Yeah, terms and condition already signed. And next step is verifying all the business information we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, let me know so I can make the necessary changes. Your business name is Falcon Carpet Care.
Correct.
Thank you. The address I have here is 902 Amber Knoll, San Antonio, Texas, 78251.
Correct.
And is this a home address?
Yes, it's a home address.
Okay, we'll hide this address. And the phone number your clients will call you at is going to be the same phone number, 210-941-6710.
Correct.
Okay. And your email address is falconcarpetcare210@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. I can see here that you already own the website, and I think you did mention to Charlie that you wanted us to create a website. Is that correct?
I only wanted to just because he said it, you're not going to be able to maintain it anymore, so it's going to be, like, I guess, a different package or a different, I don't know what you call it, but he said y'all won't be able to access it anymore. I really didn't want to because I liked the website. But if I have no choice, but he said it was pretty much different. I don't know if that is something I would want to stay with it. But if for some reason y'all can't get into it, then there's no point in having it.
I understand. But if you wanted to promote the website as is, then, you know, we're going to let you promote the website as is. And if not, then, you know, we will create a new website with the same domain name.
Okay.
And, go ahead.
So is there a way for me to keep the website or do I have to get a new one?
No, you don't really have to get a new website. I checked your website, you know, before I contact you or before I called you. I checked your website. Everything is good. I don't think there is a need for us to, you know, change in here. You know, it's so clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then the outline of every photos, it's good. So
yeah. So if I could keep it, I'd rather do that route because I told him, but I did tell him that the guy that built it for me, he's pretty much on the other side of the world. He's 14 hours different from here, from Texas. So he's probably going to have a different way that he built it. I don't know what he mentioned. I guess like the package, whatever he. So he said we might not be able to have access to it, but I really want to keep it, but if there's no choice, but if I could keep it, I'd rather just do that and then just make y'all, if you have to do a little upgrade to it or change some stuff around, then I'd rather do that than just start again from the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. If you ask me if we design a new website for you or keep it, you know, I suggest we keep this. Okay, because the website that we will be creating for you, we you know, we use a certain template in, I would say, you know, the template is just basic template. If you compare mm-hmm. that template to what you already have, like in your website is good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything is well created. You know, the tabs there at the top, you know, and when you scroll down, it just pulls down. And yeah, it's easier. It's easier in the eyes and color, you know, it matches very well with the, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there a
mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead. No, if we will promote your website as is, then we're not going to ask you to give us access, okay? So what we're going to focus is to, like, introduce your or market your business via Facebook marketing mm-hmm. and Google marketing. And, of course, you will link there your business website. I think it's already linked. It's already in your Google business profile.
I believe so.
Yes.
If so, y'all won't be able to mess with the website if I stay with them. Like, there's no way we could do anything with it.
Yes, we will introduce the website as is. Okay, we're not gonna make any changes. It's all good in here, so we're not gonna mess it. I don't recommend we mess it up. Okay.
Oh,
so we build a new template, like, then. Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking, like here where I have like the prices, if I want to change the carpet cleaning mm-hmm. prices or the square footage for the tile, I would ask him, can you go in there, and he'll go and do some changes on there. Unless I could get access to it, that I should.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if y'all could do that also. And then I would tell him, can you add some pictures to it? And he would go in, and I would do some good cleaning videos. And I would tell him if you could add them, and he would go in there. He would add them. But like I said, the communication was not there because he was 14 hours away. So that's why I really kind of – and I've been with him for a minute, so
mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to get up there in the first page. So that's why the real
reason.
I'm going to move in with y'all because they can get me in there pretty quick. But if y'all could mm-hmm. – if there's a chance where y'all could still actually to do some changes, like on prices and pictures, mm-hmm. is that something y'all still be able to do or no?
Well, if you wanted us to make changes, then we're not going to promote the website as is, but we're going to create, like, a new design for your website. So if your website is hosted by GoDaddy, yeah, we will be sending you an email instruction on how to delegate access to us, okay, so that we can make changes to the website.
Okay, I could ask him, see how he did it, but I don't know if you...
I can check here. Yeah, let me check the domain first.
It seemed like branding marketing agency.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had another one that I have another one, but that's not the, that's another one that I have right now. But that was a free one.
I see.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just sorry for cutting you off. Yeah, I checked your domain, falconcarpetcare.com. This is hosted by GoDaddy.
So that's one that's free, because I have two of them. I have one that's a free one. Is that the... Let me double check, because this one is designed by Brand Marketing Agency. Because I do have another one that was a free one. Let me see.
Okay. Is it the same domain? falconcarpetcare.com?
I believe it is falconcarpetcare. Let me see.
Okay. Yeah, because the domain is very unique. So, you know, only it can only be used once. So it's in case other company would love to use the same domain, then...
Mm-hmm.
You have to ensure that they have access to the domain.
I'm gonna see if I can find it here, because I did have it for, and it's still active, but it's one of the free ones. I think it was something Sergio Falcon or Falcon Carpet Care wiz.com. But if that's not it, it's probably not it, though.
Mm-hmm.
This one was wiz.com, and it'll come off for you.
Uh-huh.
And it still works, because, oh, here it is. It's falconcarpentercare.wisesite.com.
Okay.
Click on that one, and that's another one that comes out.
Is it Wise? W-I-Z?
Yes, W-I-Z. It's my other website, but this I really don't use this one no more. Now I have this other one.
Okay, let me repeat. It's falconcarpetcare.wiz, W-I-Z, .com.
Yeah. No, W-I-Z, site, S-I-T-E, .com.
S-I-T-E. Okay, W-I-Z-S-I-T-E.com. No, this is pretty unique.
Yeah, and that was a free one, so that's why it says that is on .com. But okay. I had that one for a minute, then I got the SEO company, and they made me this one that I have now. I really like this one. I wish I could keep it, so if we keep it, then I could rather just keep it and see what you have to.
Okay, yeah, I checked it from here, falconcarpetcare.wizsite.com. I don't think I got the right page in here. It says if you're interested in purchasing domain name, please submit this form. Can you access this site on your end?
Yes, I'm on it right now on my phone.
Oh, okay.
On it, and it's there, falconcarpetcare. Current specials, for Facebook and Instagram, and this is my logos, my vans. It's my old one that I had, but it's still. But since it was free, it's never going to get taken down because it was a free one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it is falconcarpetcare.wizsite.com.
Okay. Yeah, I can find it here, but I found another one. It says falconcarpetcare.wixsite.com. So when I click on it, okay, you have there your company logo and
current specials.
Your tagline there, don't just get it clean, get it Falcon clean.
Yes.
And your phone number there, your Facebook, and then your Instagram. Yeah, this is designed by Wix.
Yeah, this one, we did this one. And this was a free one, so this was never going to go nowhere. So, But I thought this was the one you were looking at. So this is not the one you're seeing, or you're seeing the one I have now, currently?
I see it here.
Okay.
I now see it.
Oh, and the other one, Falcon Carpet Care, that's the one that I have now.
Yes, I like the official website better because it's clean and easy in the eye. Yes.
Yep. The only thing I would want, that's why I'm asking you, we should keep it on the main one that we are going to go with. On the right side, I want to put like a little pad on there. And just as soon as they open it, if you give them like a thing where they could put their information and they want like a bid or put their information, their name, zip code. And then I would want it for it to have where they could schedule online.
Okay, so you wanted to add...
Because it doesn't have that, and I don't have the...
You wanted to add here, like, a form fill.
Yeah, it's part of the thing.
And
you don't have the
form.
Yeah, and then maybe there's a way where they could see the schedule online and... schedule online.
Okay. Yeah, we can add
and
form fill and then form to schedule appointments. For this one, I will have to discuss this with our website team, okay, and see with them what needs to be done and see if we can like maintain the template or the design of the website, but just add additional, things and also update. Yeah. You mentioned earlier you wanted to update the price.
Maybe. I'm not too sure yet. I'm going to leave it at that now, but I was at one point.
Okay.
But whatever works best, we could do that and then just maintain it or create a whole new one.
Okay. Yeah, we can maintain it. We can use the same domain. Okay. And if you wanted us to create a new design, we can do that and we can put that on top of the current domain. Okay. But I will have to discuss this with our website team, you know, if what are their thoughts about it, because they will be the one to work on it. And what I do is just gather information for them.
Okay.
So for now, I'll just leave it at the back of the burner, okay? And I'll probably have to contact you again with this and update you, okay? What are their thoughts?
And if y'all would design it, would it be pretty much something like how this one looks now? Or you said it would be a little different?
It will look a little different because we just use, you know, very simple template.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can push to staying with this. Let's go ahead and do that then.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Once I get like feedback from my website team, I will let you know, okay? To see.
And is there anything I can get from my end, from him?
You wanted to talk to the website team?
No. Is there anything I have to get from him to like any information to log into the website?
There is. For the registrar, we already know it. It's a GoDaddy. What we need to ask is the username, okay, and then the password.
Okay, let me I believe I have that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me double check.
Yeah, and we will also send you email and how you can delegate access to us.
Okay. Let me see, because I think he has sent me the username and password to it.
Okay.
When we first created it. So we could let you announce and I'll do it at that, we can know.
Yes. Alright. Yeah, let's leave it as is for now, because I will contact you back regarding it later, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So something that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. This is a Google endorsed product that allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. What we do is create another number with a local area code and post it online. With the call tracking number, the primary benefits will be that you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns delivered. You will also play back all those calls afterwards so you can review your prospects and listen again for anything you might have missed. This will also filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. All the calls are still going directly to your number ending in 6710. So would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
We could do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, in case you wanted to turn off the call tracking number, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're going to place it everywhere online, including the most important websites like your Facebook, your Google. And in case you wanted to remove it and use your original phone number, let us know beforehand so we can keep
it. How does that work then? You say you put another number on there instead of mine, or how does that work again?
Yes, this is a phone number that will mask your original phone number. It's not just for masking the original phone number. It has a feature to, you know, to track all the calls that came in. Yes. So you can review those calls from your dashboard. You know, you might have four calls that you know, information that you might have missed, you can go to the dashboard and review the calls.
But that number, when they call a number, is still going to call me, or was it just to track the calls that are coming in?
Okay, when they dial that phone number, the call tracking number, it will, the calls are going directly to your number, 6710.
It's just a different number to be called.
Yes, so it's like we're making an alias and then rerouting the call that came into that number to the 6710.
Okay. I don't know
if you're familiar with email forwarding, it functions the same.
The same.
You know, when you receive email and then So if you have email forwarding enabled, so all of the emails that receive in that email, it goes directly to the email that you use for the email forwarding.
The only thing, I don't want them to get confused when they're calling and then they want to call me back and it's going to be a different number.
Mm. Yes, I agree with you. Yeah, they might,
And then would I be able to make some calls that I don't get to answer? Would I be able to take that number, or was it just to answer the phone?
Answer the phone.
Just answer the phone. Okay, can we just go and just do my number then? Just
sure.
For now, and then maybe later I could try that.
Mm-hmm.
Not a call,
yeah,
I don't have,
that's no problem.
And if I can't send a text, then yeah, I'm pretty much going to be.
Okay, yeah, that is no problem.
We'll do that
now...
after I get the hang of it, then maybe we could try that out, see how that works.
Yes, that's correct. So, yeah, we will go over the keywords. So, keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. Okay, I see here that you do provide carpet steam cleaning service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tile and grout cleaning. Okay.
Yeah, we do quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Carpet tile, cleaning, area rug. So
okay.
Is that something you got to write on there?
Yes. These keywords are very important.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through each of the keywords that we will be using. And if there are keywords that you don't want to add, just let me know. If there are any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned, let me know as well, okay? So here are the services you provide. Carpet steam cleaning, tile and grout cleaning. Grout color healing.
Correct.
Okay, upholstery and mattress cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rug cleaning.
Yes.
Okay, pet urine and odor removal.
Correct.
Okay, natural stone restoration.
Yes.
Okay, hardwood floor cleaning and then ceiling.
Yes.
Okay, pressure washing.
Yes.
Okay, strip and waxing.
Correct.
Okay, carpet repair and restretching.
Stretching.
Okay. And should we add here commercial carpet cleaning? Do you do commercial?
Yeah, we do commercial as well.
Okay.
We could add the travertine on there, the travertine restoration. Oh, and if you could take out the natural stone and just put travertine restoration.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We do commercial pressure washing as well, so you can put commercial in business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we. Water extraction. We also do water extractions.
Okay. And any other services you wanted to add?
Let me see what else to add on there. You got the repairs.
Mm-hmm.
you put, I guess we don't have to put like apartments for those similar commercial.
Yes.
You can put under carpet, we do restorations too, where there's carpets that are just trashed up and we could also restore them. There's a lot of people think that they like the cleaning, but we do carpet restoration as well.
Okay, yeah. Carpet restoration?
Yeah, restoration.
Okay.
You got the color seal. Carpet tile, posterize. Let me check real quick. What is, I'm not missing anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You could put air duct cleaning as well.
Air duct cleaning.
No.
Okay.
Oh, and autos. We do auto upholstery as well, like car upholstery.
Oh, vehicle upholstery cleaning.
Vehicle upholstery cleaning. You got the wood floors, correct?
Not yet.
Oh, no, you got a hardwood floor cleaning.
I have hardwood floor cleaning and ceiling.
Yeah. That's pretty much the hardwood floors.
Oh, okay. So.
I think that's it for now. We got upholstery, you got mattress, you got the pet urine. You got the water extraction?
Water. Yes, I got it here.
That's whenever there's big floods or something busts, and we're pretty much 24 hours water extraction kids. We're up, they'll call us, go out, clean up, flood out. We could do that as well.
Okay. Thank you. And you don't need to worry, you will be receiving an email with all the keywords we just went over here, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I've mentioned to you, that if you wanted to make any changes, just go ahead, email us back so we can make the proper adjustments.
Okay.
Okay, so the next part of the interview is just a couple quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. Is there anything unique about your business? You know, like what sets you apart from your competitors?
We have top-of-line equipment, and I take pride on what I do. So we go in there and we try to strike for the best results possible.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not trying to just go in there and make a quick buck. We go in there, we try to do what we're going to say and honor our word. We're saying we're going to clean it. And I have no hidden fees or whatever price I give you. That's pretty much the price, especially if I go walking, that's the price. But more exactly, that's pretty much that price. So I try not to do any hidden fees or there's no hidden fees like that where I go in there. And the price goes after I tell you something, I go in and then it's like, why is it double the price? Like, I don't like doing that. So whatever price I give you, that's pretty much what it is. And then we're adding extra or they want to upgrade something, then the price goes up from there.
Okay. So you let your client know that there will be extra before you do the work?
Yes. Depending what it is, and the carpet, the way I come and the tile, everything's different, but I give an estimate through the phone and then just go from there.
Okay. So you provide free estimates?
Free estimates, yes.
Okay.
And then we make sure the customer is 100% satisfied before we leave the residential or commercial job. I have them walk in, I get them, they go and leave me a review, and they love the results.
Awesome. Thank you. And let me go to your website again. For the mission statement, we can just used the one that you have from About Us, right? Experience the finest carpet cleaning and...
Yes.
Okay, and for your slogan, your satisfaction is our priority.
Yes.
Okay, since when did you establish this business?
Been about 6 years now.
Okay, 6 years now. and years of experience that you have?
I have about over 10 years experience.
Over 10 years. Thank you. And over how many?
Years, my experience, my technicians have over like 15 years experience.
Oh.
So they've been doing it for, they work with other companies before they work with me. So they've been working in the industry for over 15 years. So they do repair. They know pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm.
With carpet floors, extractions. And I know it as well, but they still know. They know a lot more now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Oh, that's good. Because you have, you know, you work with experienced people. And it's good for the business. Yeah, because you can have peace of mind because you already know that, you know, they're good at doing their thing, their work. So how many people work with your company? This does not have to be full-time employees, but just...
Right now, I just have two. Mm-hmm. I had like Antonina. I had two technicians, and then it got real slow. And like I said, the SEO business that I've been with this man, it's been about a year and a half, and he had told me like 8 months I'm going to bring you the first page, and I've been about a year and a half, so like in the third page. So that's why I'm kind of letting him go, and he said he could get me out there pretty quick up there. So I had to let go of the technicians I had because we didn't have enough work, and I was running ads, Google ads, and I was doing the Facebook campaign, and I would run some myself, and there still wasn't enough to keep the vans running, so I only have one van running. I have three vans, and I only have one running.
Mm.
So right now it's only two of us now. There's four of us, I got two of us, there's only two of us, and I got a helper. So it's pretty much three of us.
I see. And yeah, thank you so much for that information because I can pass on the information to our team. Okay.
So I was telling Charlie, I want to run with y'all, see how this goes, because my plan is for it to pick up and get two vans running. If I can.
Okay.
But like I said, right now, you look for my page, and it looks good. I mean, we put a lot of effort into this website, so I really don't want to let it go. And my plans were staying van for a long time. But like I said, it's been a year and a half, and I went up a few pages, but not where I want to be to stay real busy. So. Like I said, I got a family I got to feed, so if it's not working out there, then I got to go somewhere else.
Yes, that is right.
I was saying, it looks good, and that's why I would want to stay with the website, because we put a lot of effort into it, and I'm always trying to find a way how it looks better, how to perform better. And like I said, we take pride in our work, and that's why we have real good reviews, and then my Facebook has like double the reviews of that. Five stars as well.
Yes, yeah, you have like a lot of reviews in your Facebook, 144 reviews, and then in your Google Business profile as well, you have 28 there.
Yeah, I had a lot of, I've been having my Facebook forever, and my website, like I said, I've only been with this now for about a year and a half, so I thought I have too many on here, but we're trying to get up there, and I ask for people, they usually leave me some on Facebook, but not the Google. A QR code that we made, and we walk the house, and when the customers like it, and then we have a QR code they scan, and it takes them directly to the website for the reviews, and they go to the review there.
I see. Yeah, that's good because, you know, the more reviews you gain from your customer, the more it helps your business. Okay. To appear online. Yeah, it can improve the online presence. And also your Facebook. Your Facebook, you just need advertising so you can get like a lot of engagement. Yes.
And they help because I customer, I went to your website and I saw reviews. I went to your Facebook and I saw your reviews. And they like all that.
All right. And you both, you work with residential and commercial. And Their hours of operation, Monday until Saturday, 9 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Yes, Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays we work either from like from 9 to 1.
Ah.
9 to 1, and then depending if it's, I guess you can put in there 9 to 5, because if it's commercial, then we'll go. We'll even go on Sundays. But it's more that I say those for, like, for commercial jobs. But sometimes we do work Saturdays, we work all day. Mm-hmm. So I guess you want to put, like, from 9, I guess just put Mike to Friday 9 to 7, and then Friday, I mean, Saturday from 9 to 5.
Okay, 9 to 5. How about you? You set up appointments for Saturday.
We could do that as well.
Because
we work a lot during the week, and then Saturday, like, so I try to save whatever, and if somebody can do during the week, then we'll get them on the weekend. Because we do work late, sometimes we stay to about 7-8 o'clock at night, and that's for residential. And then we do Saturday. We'll do either by appointment or we do. The ones that can't do during the week, then we'll do them on the weekend.
Okay. Thank you. And what type of payment do you accept?
We do. I work with Marquette, so I have a lot of them. We do the card online where I use the Marquette app, and it sends them an invoice and sends them a text, and they pay with the Square online on a text. So we do the pay that. We do cash, check. And then we do pretty much a credit card online. And we accept pretty much any card. And then we do apps. We do Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay. The only one we don't do is PayPal.
I'm sorry?
The only one that we don't offer is the PayPal.
Okay.
So we
credit
use
card, like the Visa, MasterCard, Amex, American Express.
Yes, all of them.
Thank you.
And we could pay. They could pay through the phone. We could send them a payment. They pay online with the text. It sends them an invoice, and they pay that way. Or they could call us. We could do through the phone, give us a number, or we could do it in person.
Okay.
Or they could do the apps.
All right. Thank you so much. So you just send them like a link, and then they can click on it and then pay.
Yeah, it sends them like a text, and it's the invoice with the amount of what's getting done, and then they just hit payment, the invoice, and they make the payment.
Well, yeah, that's pretty good. It's easier for both you and the client. And are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please send us a copy of your business license? We need your documentation in order to, you know, verify or send to Google to optimize your Google page.
What is it what you need?
Just your business license. Yeah, the business license document that shows your license number and also...
My ESN number? The EIN number?
Yes, the business license, you know, the license that is required by your state.
Okay. Or, it's the ESN for the, because I'm bonded and insured, and then I got workers' comp, and then I got the EIN number for the taxes for the EIN number.
Okay. Yeah, and then, let me check here if...
I have that number.
Charlie,
if you need it.
I need the license number. And then expiration date.
So this is not going to have an expiration date, but it's an employee identification number for the IRS.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, 84-218-7646.
Okay, I have 84-218-7646.
Correct.
Thank you. Now that we have gathered all your business information, I will be sending it to our provisioning team. Okay, we will optimize your business for the best leads from top directories or top websites such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. So let's talk about your Google business profile now. Do you have access to your Google business profile?
No. To the business from Facebook one or which one?
Yeah, it's the business profile.
Yes,
you have access to it? Okay, that's good.
Yes.
Do you have time right now to add us as a manager?
Okay, let me see.
Okay.
Actually, I just came back. Can you see if I can get back on there?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get out of here. Okay, so I'm on my page now. What do you
mm-hmm.
need?
Okay.
I'm gonna press dash import. Okay. Just tell me where to go.
Okay. Click on your profile. Yeah, make sure you are in your business profile.
I am.
Okay. And on the top right, do you see the three dots?
Three dots. Yes.
Okay, I need you to click on it and see if you have business profile settings.
I got page and text settings.
There's no business profile settings?
Let me scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't see nothing under that.
Do you see users and access?
On that same spot? On the same area?
Yes, that's right.
No. And I know I did it because we did it with him because he got on it.
Okay.
I see the three. Here and it just says add to store view, edit, search, activity log, page and tagging settings, grow your audience and start tour.
Oh, not that one.
Yeah, I don't think those are the right three dots though.
Okay, let's try this. If you're, I need you to open a new tab.
Okay.
Or a new window. Okay. And then go to business.google.com.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Okay, I'm back, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want me to go now?
Okay, I need you to go to business.google.com/locations.
Business.google.com?
Yes, business.google.com/locations, with the S at the end, locations.
Dot location, okay. Is business.google.com/locations?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. No, it says add business.
Not add business. You have people and access.
Do I what?
Do you have people and access option?
Let's see. I have businesses, link count settings, and support. And then there's just a blue icon that says add business. Google Ads. Google
not
account.
Add business. Okay, business.google.com/locations. And then you log into your account. Okay.
Maybe that's not it. So.
Okay.
Let me go back.
Yes, please.
Business.com.com sales locations. Yeah, that was it. It went back to.
I wonder why it. Okay, but do you see your Google business profile?
I see it a little circle on the right. This is Google account with my Falcon Carver Care.
Okay, I need you to click it. Are you using your mobile phone?
No,
or
I'm using
your
computer.
Your computer. Okay.
Okay, it says, hi, Sergio. Manage your Google account. It says, add account or sign out.
Manage your Google account, please.
Okay, it says, welcome, Falcon. And then private security tips, personal information, data, security, payments.
Do you see your business profile?
No, these are Google stuff. I don't see what's in here.
Yeah, I think we should try, using incognito window. At the top of your browser, at the top right, there's three dots there. I need you to click it. And then click new incognito window.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Did you want me to go back to the business page?
Yes, please. Yeah. Once you open the new incognito window, you go to business.google.com/locations.
Okay, google.com what?
Yes, Google business.google.com/locations.
Business.com?
Business.google.com. Okay. /locations.
Slash.
heybusiness.google.com/locations.
I was going to say, that didn't work. Give me an error. I guess I did it wrong. No, I just brought it back to the same place. Google/. It brought it back to where it says at business and then my Gmail.
It did not ask you to log in?
No. Let me see. Go back. Let me go back to my page. It should do it there on my page because I did it before.
Yes.
Yeah, my page. I did him on there. I added him as a. It should be on there. Okay, so I'm back here. Do I go to maybe a professional dashboard?
Not professional dashboard.
Business.
Mm-hmm.
I see the three dots, but it doesn't give me.
Yeah, we can try again. I need you to click the three dots. But if you see users and access option, I need you to click on it. Maybe we're seeing different user interface here. That's why we couldn't find it.
I didn't hear that last part. Which demo?
Okay. User access or people or user access. Do you see it?
Under what? Under the settings? Or? I think it's under here. I see events. As managers?
Yes, managers.
Imagine that.
Okay.
Launching as managers. No, I think this was it. Request a call. No. Okay, these are where the campaigns are at.
Okay, is it asking you to enter or type in email?
No, I'm where the campaigns are at. You know, all the campaigns that I ran in the past.
Yeah, not that one.
So do I go back then?
Yes, please. Yeah, because once you click on your Google Business profile, you will see Edit Profile, Read Reviews, and then on the right side, there is three dots. Then that's where you should be able to see the business profile settings.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it would be on here. Oh, shit. Is that an audience, right? Or overview or no?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the ads manager. But it wouldn't be on there?
Yes. Try ad manager if you have option.
Okay, so ads manager has the business. And it's saying account overview, campaigns, ad reporting, audience. Add account settings, bills, billing, and payments, and then all twos. Not too sure if it's audience or, because I know they have access to it, and we did those similar to this word deal. And I set them off so you could pretty much access it.
Okay. I just wanted to verify you are the primary owner of this business profile, right?
Yes. I've been with that man for the longest, so I really don't mess with this. Because he only did it one time when he first started going there and logged me in. And I set him in, but I never mess with it anymore because he's the one that doesn't.
Okay.
But I'm saying I opened my page here and I, that is a campaigns, ads, audience, settings, and billing. I was just waiting for you to tell me which one to click on.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And it's on here because I remember when I came with them, it was similar to this page. And then I added on him and then I sent him an invite. And then he got on there, so he has access to it. But like I said, it's been a year and a half, so no. Exactly how he did it.
Okay. Okay, let's go back again to your...
The profile, which is a page.
Yes, please. To your profile or your page.
Okay, let me close this up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see there edit profile, read reviews, messages, add photo?
Let's see. Okay, no, I don't see none of that. Mm-hmm. There you go. I wonder, so the only thing I see on the right side, I see those three little dots, but you said there's nothing there, right?
Yeah, the three little dots, it should be right. It's in the right-hand side of your business panel.
Yeah, but that just says invite. Is it invite friends?
Not invite friends. It should be right next to the profile strength icon. Do you see the profile strength icon?
There's something we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, events, groups, newsfeed, feed, and then it just goes back to memory, save, as managers, media, site, professional dashboard.
Not there. Okay. Okay, I need you to open a new tab. Okay. And then just type in my business, my state business, into Google. Mm-hmm.